This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As if there weren't already enough worries for growers just trying to obtain enough workers for the upcoming harvest season, a lawsuit filed by farm worker unions in Skagit County is delaying the work needed to protect those workers from coronavirus. Since the lawsuit was filed, Safe Family Farming Executive Director Gerald Barron says the state has come out with new safety rules that the unions say aren't good enough.
It's interesting they say it's not good enough because my initial read on it is it basically does pretty much exactly what the lawsuits and so we're trying to accomplish. So it's just very early. But what I hear from folks in the industry is it's devastating. So we're not down with this fight.
Considering the source, Barron says it's not too surprising.
These groups are playing politics with this, and the governor and the state are showing that politics is more important than the public interest at this point.
But wouldn't working with the state be better than working against them?
As far as I know, there's been no attempt to do that. And when the groups filed that lawsuit, the process that the state legislature had put in place for the state L&I to work with the farm groups through this committee was halted because of the litigation.
Barron says there's a method to their madness.
Farm Bureau is suggesting that the union groups did that intentionally to halt the ability of the state to work directly with farmers on it.
Listen tomorrow for more on the suit that could be devastating to fruit growers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.